Simon & Schuster Audio presents Roadwork by Stephen King, writing as Richard Bachman, read by G. Valmont Thomas.
The Importance of Being Bachman by Stephen King. This is my second introduction to the so-called Bachman books, a phrase which has come to mean, in my mind at least, the first few novels published with the Richard Bachman name, the ones which appeared as unheralded paperback originals under the Signet imprint. My first introduction wasn't very good. To me, it reads like a textbook case of author obfuscation. But that is not surprising. When it was written, Bachman's alter ego, me, in other words, wasn't in what I'd call a contemplative or analytical mood. I was, in fact, feeling robbed. Bachman was never created as a short-term alias. He was supposed to be there for the long haul. And when my name came out in connection with his, I was surprised, upset, and pissed off. That's not a state conducive to good essay writing. This time I may do a little better. Probably the most important thing I can say about Richard Bachman is that he became real. Not entirely, of course, he said with a nervous smile. I am not writing this in a delusive state. Except, well, maybe I am. Delusion is, after all, something writers of fiction try to encourage in their readers, at least during the time that the book or story is open before them, and the writer is hardly immune from this state of, what shall I call it? How does directed delusion sound? At any rate, Richard Bachman began his career not as a delusion, but as a sheltered place where I could publish a few early works which I felt readers might like. Then he began to grow and come alive, as the creatures of a writer's imagination so frequently do. I began to imagine his life as a dairy farmer, his wife, the beautiful Claudia Inez Bachman, his solitary New Hampshire mornings spent milking the cows, getting in the wood, and thinking about his stories, his evenings spent writing, always with a glass of whiskey beside his Olivetti typewriter. I once knew a writer who would say his current story or novel was putting on weight if it was going well. In much the same way, my pen name began to put on weight. Then, when his cover was blown, Richard Bachman died. I made light of this in the few interviews I felt required to give on the subject, saying that he died of cancer of the pseudonym, but it was actually shock that killed him. The realization that sometimes people just won't let you alone. To put it in more fulsome, but not at all inaccurate terms, Bachman was the vampire side of my existence, killed by the sunlight of disclosure. My feelings about all this were confused enough, and fertile enough, to bring on a book, a Stephen King book, that is, The Dark Half. It was about a writer whose pseudonym, George Stark, actually comes to life. It's a novel my wife has always detested. Perhaps because, for Thad Beaumont, the dream of being a writer overwhelms the reality of being a man. For Thad, delusive thinking overtakes rationality completely, with horrific consequences. I didn't have that problem, though. Really. I put Bachman aside, and although I was sorry that he had to die, I would be lying if I didn't say I felt some relief as well. The books in this omnibus were written by a young man who was angry, energetic, and deeply infatuated with the art and craft of writing. They weren't written as Bachman books, per se. Bachman hadn't been invented yet, after all. But in a Bachman state of mind, low rage, sexual frustration, crazy good humor, and simmering despair. Ben Richards, the scrawny, pre-tubercular protagonist of The Running Man, he is about as far from the Arnold Schwarzenegger character in the movie as you can get, crashes his hijacked plane into the Network Games skyscraper, killing himself but taking hundreds, maybe thousands, of Free V executives with him. This is the Richard Bachman version of a happy ending. The conclusions of the other Bachman novels are even more grim. Stephen King has always understood that the good guys don't always win. See Cujo, Pet Sematary, and perhaps Christine. But he has also understood that mostly they do. Every day, in real life, the good guys win. Mostly, these victories go unheralded.